We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, yes! Detroit Lions. TJ Hockenson, yes! They did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
What's up, Malcolm?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Yo, Pierre's here.
I'm so happy, bro.
Pierre, I thought you wasn't going to make it.
I finished a little earlier. I was actually speeding through it. Normally, I go back and check my questions, but this time I felt confident, and I did it. If I did, I probably would have done a little better, but I'm fine with my grade. I don't care.
Was it multiple choice? Did you do abracadabra all the way down?
No. It was multiple choice, but this is probably like top 10.
That was me, bro. That was me in school, bro. Whenever I was like, F it, I did abracadabra, bro. I abracadabra it all the way down. A, B, A, C, D.
I mean, I finished it within like an hour, 17 minutes. So it wasn't like, I still took long on it.
Boys, how are we feeling? Got a miss of the draft.
Feeling great. All right, I'm going to promote
Sauce Gardner, baby. Let's go. Sauce Gardner. Let's get the sauce in Detroit. I mean, let me stop. I'm just fucking around. No way.
Did you see his drip though? His drip is fire as fuck today.
It is. I think like it's crazy how like times have changed. Like now everybody is like dripped out.
Yeah. No. He had a sick chain on today.
Yeah. It's like they know they're getting drafted. They're like, all right, let me just put, you know, a quick 10K on my neck real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one player came out with pearls. So who the fuck was that? Who the hell?
Pearls.
That man had pearls.
Pearls. What do you guys watch? Are you guys watching the ESPN or NFL Network broadcasts? I put the ESPN on.
I'm on ESPN, and I'm not. I'm just gonna be 100 with you guys.
Yeah, stream, right?
I have a YouTube TV.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be like a minute behind you guys.
That's fine. I'll mute myself when the pick is in.
If you can, that'd be great.
Yeah. You don't hear my TV right now, right? I put it very low.
No, I don't hear your TV.
Okay, good.
All
right, I'm going to post this on IG. What should I use? Let's take a screenshot, right?
Let me get the pod page on here.
Yo, Tyler, how do I get the link for this thing so I can link it on Twitter?
Here, I can send it to you on WhatsApp.
Oh, I got it. Never mind, I got it.
You got it, okay.
Just to see how far back I am. What's the time on you guys? As far as like the time for the draft to start. Well, mine just ended.
I'm at a commercial. Yeah, I'm seeing Matthew Stafford right now.
I haven't turned on the TV. I've been. Hold up, 1 second.
You want a commercial? Shit! This is gonna be a long one.
They're showing Matthew Stafford right now, actually being drafted by the Lions.
I'm seeing Matthew Stafford too. So maybe I'm not that far behind.
Yeah. I just saw Garrett Wilson, I think. I see Kenny Pickett now. Kenny Two Gloves.
All right, so yeah, I'm Jameson. Not there yet. They just saw Matthew Stafford get drafted by Detroit.
The Lions. Okay, screen. You got like, I got like 30 seconds on you, I think.
30 seconds not too bad.
Yeah.
Yo, what's happening, everybody, man? Y'all excited? Are y'all excited, man?
I'm excited, man. It's here.
Who's it going to be? I dropped $20 on Kayvon Thibodeau. Actually, I dropped $25.
My guts tell me Aiden Hutchinson, man. My guts just tell me Aiden Hutchinson.
I just took it because the money is there.
What's it?
He wasn't the favorite.
How much would it be if you put money on Hutchinson? Say if you put $25, how much would you win?
Probably like $15.
$15, okay.
Probably, hold on. I'll tell you right now. All right, so if you go, let me log in. If you put, you said 20?
Yeah, put 20 on, if you had to put on Hutchinson, how much would you win?
Where's the picks at? Did they get rid of all the picks already?
They said, fuck you. The draft's starting now. You got to get your odds in before or never.
Yeah, I think they did, bro. Now they're talking about first wide receiver taken, first quarterback taken. What the fuck is this?
Who do you think the first receiver is going to be taken? Who do you think it's going to be?
Could be Drake.
Drake, yeah.
Drizzy. Could be Drizzy Drake.
Maybe Garrett Wilson.
I think maybe Garrett Wilson, Atlanta.
That's possible. I'm gonna pull my.
It's hard. This draft is like hardest to like, you know,
predict. Yeah, predict
sometimes the top 10, but this year, dude, it's very hard.
Dude, it's even hard to predict the top 3 this year.
Yeah, it seems like in other years we've known like the top 5 or 6 picks.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull my.
We've had an idea.
I'm gonna pull my laptop up just so I can have the prospects in front of me. We're here, boys. We're here.
After what? 4, 5, 6 months of hard work?
Yeah. Through all the covering and we're here, dude. This is the most refreshing part. Actually getting to sit back and just enjoy the draft now.
Laugh at other teams, applaud other teams, and hopefully be happy for
your team.
Yeah. I'm still shocked with this whole Javon Walker thing, man.
It looks like
even though I called this shit. I said this was going to happen like a month ago.
Yeah.
I'm just still like, really? Him?
So,
It's the upside with him, bro. The upside is really high. And when you think about Jacksonville, if you could pair that athlete with Josh Allen.
I know, but if it doesn't work, I mean, they're going to look like the biggest idiots on the planet.
But if it does work, they're going to look like geniuses. So you could go either way, really.
What's your guys' thoughts on this whole quarterback thing that's going on with the Lions? There's a lot of hype around, not at 2, but the Lions taking a quarterback at some point during today's draft. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
I talked about it yesterday. I already talked about that yesterday. I don't see it. If it happens, it happens. I prefer them not to use draft capital and move back up. I want them to trade down,
okay.
Not up.
Okay, how about
– here's my thing, Malcolm. If you think you have a franchise quarterback, whoever that is, if they think they have a franchise quarterback, you get him.
Then take him at two.
Like that. Like, if they feel like maybe they could get him later in the draft and they like him a lot.
But why risk it? Just take him at 2. If you believe he's going to be your franchise-saving quarterback, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, but sometimes 2 could be a little early.
How's too early for your franchise quarterback?
Well, what if
you believe he is your franchise quarterback, why not take him at 2?
What if they love Thibodeau or Hutchinson a little more than they like the quarterback, right? And they don't really like.
I get that, but all these teams are so unpredictable. How do you know Carolina don't grab a quarterback? Why are you risking it if you love the guy?
I know. I mean, it could be smoke, right? But if they think like let's say they have a late round grade on him, late first round grade on a quarterback, why would they take him in the first? They could love him as a late first round. But they don't love him early first round. You know what I mean?
That means you don't love him enough to be your franchise quarterback to lead your team to. You shouldn't have a late first round grade on your franchise changing your franchise quarterback.
I mean, a lot of teams have done that. Sometimes it's worked. Sometimes it hasn't.
I don't see it. But if they do, like I said, I'd rather just keep our picks and just call it a day. I don't want to trade up. I want to trade down.
If Willis starts to fall, and let's say they take Thibodeau or Hutchinson or whatever the second pick, they don't take Willis. If Willis starts to fall, like right where New Orleans is,
if you ask me who would I prefer? Would I prefer a wide receiver and a defensive player, or a linebacker and a safety will pick 32 and 34 over Malik Willis? I'm going with that route.
Yeah, I'm just
going with that route. Like for example, like say N'Kobe Dean's there. Yeah, we're gonna trade up and we're gonna trade up Malik Willis and then miss out on N'Kobe Dean and a safety or a receiver, whoever they were planning on drafting and pick 34.
I also like if they love a defensive player that's like in like the 20s, they don't think he'll be there at 32. I think they could go up and get that guy because it's an aggressive front office.
It's possible. Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, again, this is not the year to be aggressive. This is the year to rack up, build everything because we still have a lot of holes, man. Just keep building, and then next year's the year you can say, "Fuck these picks." This is not the year to say, "F these picks."
Malcolm,
this is not the year to do that.
What happens if they are just patient, sitting back? 32, they pull Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson, and they just take the quarterback there if he's there.
I mean, that happens. You know, I do not want to lose draft capital this year.
No. In this scenario, you're not losing draft capital.
Exactly. You're I mean, if for some reason Malik Willis falls to 32 and they like him and he's ahead on their board on everybody else, then yeah, take him, I guess.
Would you be okay with them taking a Malik Willis at
32? I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if they took Malik Willis at 2. I'll actually care more if they trade draft capital for Malik Willis.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll care a lot more because one, again, he's a project. You don't know what you're gonna get out of him. So now you're trading picks. You're trading draft capital for this guy. No, please no.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. We'll see where Malik ends up. Oh, look at Crackman. You're gonna see Crackman on your TV.
Let's see.
Yeah, hold on.
Where is he?
Give it a couple seconds.
Oh man, this is how late I am. This is embarrassing. This is sad. God damn. Where's Crackman?
Oh,
Crackman! There he is. Let's go, man.
Look at Lions fans showing up, man.
I know a whole bunch of people went out there, man. Lions man's out there.
Yeah. I saw what's his name, Michael Banks out there. He was
Michael Banks is out there.
They're showing him during the national anthem.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, man. I actually wish I was out there, man.
Vegas. So, remember the idea they originally had for – look at Derek Carr and Waller. Derek Carr looks snazzy as hell right now. You remember the idea they had like a couple of years ago, and like during 2020, they were going to have these guys like come like on a boat for each pick or something like that?
And that was a COVID year.
Yeah, then it got shut down, and we had to go virtually that year. So I was wondering if they're going to do it this year, but it looks like that's not happening right now. Like
they said to hell with the boat. It ain't happening. Yeah. Yo, is Pearson here? I see him. His things ain't connecting. Oh, on my end.
Oh, I don't see him. He's not even on my screen right now.
Oh, he's not on your screen? Never mind. Man.
I don't know what happened.
Yo, what is Jacksonville going to do right now, man? This is where the draft is going to kick off for me.
Yeah.
It's whoever the hell they pick. Because it's a toss-up.
Ice Cube. Man. Oh, my God. Ice Cube's coming to the stage right now. What the hell's going on?
Ice Cube's going to the stage?
You're about to see it. This is like unlike any other draft. Unlike every other draft, we usually know who's going the number one pick. This is usually not a shocker at all. And I don't think Trayvon Walker would be a shocker.
It is a shocker. Why is he the number one pick?
Well, at this point, it's not going to be considered a shock because with all the hype that's there right now.
Thing happened this week, though, man. That happened within a week. It's like he woke up one day. And then, like, the news was like, oh, Trayvon Walker, number one. Like, where the hell did this happen? What's going on here?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Yeah. No, I know. It's crazy. But
that man wasn't even in my top five at the end of college football.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I think it's going to end up being Walker here at one. But, I mean
again, that's the way Vegas have it. And, you know, Vegas usually, they usually don't screw this up.
They're putting their money where their mouths are right now. They're really high on Trayvon Walker going.
Yeah, somebody had to get the inside scoop, and they were like, "All right, let's all put the money on Walker."
Yeah,
but that's crazy, man. That's insane.
So, what's your gut telling you? Okay, let's assume Walker's number one. What's your? I know you said Thibodeau. Is that your gut right now? Is that what they're
gonna
do?
So yesterday, you know how I was saying Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Today, I'm actually saying Thibodeau.
Thibodeau's your gut.
I'm saying Thibodeau today, and the only reason why, and I was telling you this early in the chat. I mean, out of the two guys, when you hear them talk about coming to Detroit, or in Aiden Hutchinson's case, staying in Detroit, you just hear two different types of tones between the two guys. One guy sounds really excited about being here, being in Detroit, and playing for the Lions. You know, he bought buffs. That man looks ready. And like he can tell he wants to play for Detroit. Talking about how he kicked it off with, you know, the ownership. And then there's the other guy who's like, well, I mean, if I go to Detroit, I mean, it'll be cool if we could turn things around.
Yeah.
Like, he just seems like a guy that's just like, you know, he lived in Michigan his whole life. He doesn't seem like he's not a Lions fan. He's not a Lions fan. He's a Patriots fan. So you could tell he's a guy that just looks at the Lions as losers. And he can kind of still see that mentality in his face when you're talking about him, about the Lions. So for me right now, overnight, that just switched everything for me. So that's why I'm kind of hoping they go for the guy who wants to be here more.
So you
I think talent level is kind of similar. I just hope they go for the guy that wants to be here more.
So you want Tibbs now?
Yeah, I want Tibbs now.
Okay.
Overnight. That's crazy.
It's a turn of events.
This shit
yeah.
is insane.
That's a turn of events. Overnight. You were all on Hutchinson.
I still like Hutchinson. I mean, I love his motor. I think that motor is something you can't teach. But for me, man, it came down to today. Who wants to be a Lion more? Who wants to be a Detroit Lion more?
And you think it's Tibbs?
I think, honestly, feel like it's Tibbs.
For me, is who's the better player, right? And or to the Lions, whoever that is, Tibbs or Hutchinson, you can't go wrong with either guy. To me, they're like similarly graded. I have Hutch a little higher, but it's like they're both game changers in my opinion. They both could come in and change your defense. Are they like Myles Garrett and stuff like that? No, not yet, but they could be that in maybe a year or two.
Peter, what's your gut at right now? Who do you think the Lions are going to take today too?
So, does Jacksonville go Walker?
Yeah. In this scenario, let's say Walker's number one.
Bro,
who's
this
your gut?
Is so hard.
Like, actually, don't screw that. Pierre, who do you think Jacksonville's going to take?
And then we'll ask you, too.
Okay. I think it's going to be Walker.
Okay. And then, Walker? Okay. And then who do the Lions?
Because it wasn't one person that said it. It's been a lot of people. And, like, stuff out of Jacksonville, like, they're not good at keeping their mouth shut.
I think it's Walker, too.
If you hear the Lions,
they're idiots.
The Lions, every scenario is out there. Malik Willis, Hutchinson, Walker. They could potentially take a quarterback, right? Like, literally every scenario is out there for Detroit. The Lions have leaked everything out you could think of. They even leaked out Stingley. They've leaked out Sauce Gardner.
Mm-hmm. So, did they leak this out? That was just Mel Kiper being an idiot.
No, I think, bro, sometimes you could leak stuff to stupid media members. They believe everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, shoot. I mean, you got to be one hell of an idiot.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
get to believe that shit. Like, you can't, like, I don't know. Like, how smart are you as an analyst to say, oh, man, wow, Detroit, I mean, Red Lions really might take Sauce Gardner?
I shouldn't say stupid, but I feel like some NFL personnel, they know which media member would buy stuff that they sell them.
Yeah, but that's like, idiotic. That's idiotic.
Yeah, I just, that's just bad.
Forever, but. So back on track, Peter, what's your gut telling you at two? Trayvon Walker's gone at one. Who do you think the Lions will take?
So yesterday's Thibodeau's thoughts were, I don't know if you guys heard what he said. He basically said Brad Holmes like talks to him like he's his uncle, sort of, and Dan Campbell has him on speed dial. With that being said, if Hutch is there, I think they'll run to the podium and take Hutch. Okay. And Tyler, we've heard what you heard. You told me you heard someone you trust that someone told you it could be Hutch if he's there. And I trust your sources, so.
Possible. I'm not the guy that breaks stuff too much, but just a little inside hearing, I think it could be Hutch, my gut.
Yeah, my bad. I'm not going to say like who. Wants to say like, you know?
Yeah,
hey, give Tyler a siren here, bro. Let's put the siren up.
I don't have no sirens, man. There's no sirens here. This is live.
What is this? Live.
Bing, 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 bing.
My gut's telling me I think it's gonna be Hutchinson here at pick two. I would prefer Tibbs just by a little bit, but it wouldn't be mad either way if it's one of these two guys, obviously. But yeah, my gut is telling me it's gonna be Aiden Hutchinson here at pick two.
Yeah, I mean both are really good. I think both are really good players. I mean, I think both of them are gonna come in and no matter who they pick, it's gonna make an impact for the defense regardless.
Absolutely.
The only thing that just changed my mind is this. One guy I feel like wants to be here more than the other. That's the only thing.
Why do you say that? Like, I haven't seen Hutch. Because
I saw one, right?
Who doesn't want to go one? But if you don't go one,
it's not that. It's not that, bro. It's just the tone of his voice when you hear him talk about him staying in Detroit. It's like he seemed like he doesn't care.
I mean,
like other players would say, other players would be like, yeah, I would want to go one. But damn it, if they pass on me, I'm gonna go to Detroit and that team, Jacksonville. Whenever you play them, I'm gonna raise hell every time you play them.
Yeah, but Hutchinson, like the way he talks to the media, though, I feel like he hasn't really said like if it's not Jacksonville, he doesn't like necessarily have a preference. Like,
I know, yeah. But he just seemed like if I'm in Detroit, I'm in Detroit. Like they were asking about Detroit, he's like, yeah, it'll be cool if we could turn things around in Detroit.
Hey, to
like,
be fair, to be fair,
Dak pick is in.
Yeah, the Jags picks is in. But to be fair, once that pick, if the Lions do end up actually picking a Hutchinson, those words could change very quickly.
Maybe it could change. It could change really quickly.
Yeah, maybe it could change. I mean, like Jacksonville's exactly. Gonna regret not taking me. You know,
exactly. All I'm saying is, it just seems like when you hear both players talk about going to Detroit, one player seems a little bit more excited than the other. That's all it is. Thibodeau, I mean, he bought buffs. That man's not from Detroit. Why is he buying buffs? He bought buffs. He gives me the Cade Cunningham vibe. You know how Cade Cunningham was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to come to Detroit. I want to change his culture. I want to be here. That's the vibes I get from Kayvon Thibodeau when he talks about coming to Detroit. I don't get those vibes when I hear Aiden Hutchinson talk about staying in Michigan. He's been here his whole life. He's a Patriots fan. He looks at Detroit Lions as losers already. So, I just don't. It's kind of it's a little bit rubbing me off a little bit the wrong way, because you could tell Aiden Hutchinson was a kid in high school that was just talk shit about Lions all day. Am I lying? Like he just seemed like the kid that just like ha ha ha, you guys suck.
You guys,
that's what he seems like.
What'd you say, Fear?
You want a spoiler alert?
No, unless it's a trick.
And actually, we're all muting until at least I get my pick in because I'm a little bit late,
just,
guys.
When you get your pick in, just like make an emoji thing so I know.
Yeah, I will.
Like something like this or something.
Like what?
He could talk. We'll go on mute. Okay,
I'll just say the pick is in.
Goodell's going to the podium. I'm going to mute myself. All right.
Here you go.
Okay, so wait, are you going? Oh, yeah, he's muted. So. God damn, all y'all Xfinity customers, I hope y'all box breaks. I hope your box catches on fire and it breaks. All your damn Xfinity customers. Xfinity, who's the other one? I don't know. Oh, the picks is in. Wait, all right. Let's see who he picks.
Wow. So they really went for Walker.
You heard it. Trayvon Walker is the pick.
Yo, that's huge for the Lions because now they have their choice between Hutch and Thibodeau.
Then now we get to see if this is the question we've been waiting for. Who do the Lions like more, Aiden Hutchinson or Kayvon Thibodeau? We're going to get that answer right now. It's official.
It is official. That is great. That is insane. Kayvon Walker. How? Like, when did this happen?
We're going to get our answer. We're going to get our question answered right now.
Like, when did this happen? That is insane, bro.
We are going to get our question answered right now. Who do the – oh, the pick is in. The pick is in for the Lions.
They ran into Aiden Hutchinson maybe, man. That's crazy.
Let's see.
Or did they rock, paper, scissors this shit? Did they rock, paper, scissors and did Brad Holmes win? Because if Brad Holmes won this rock, paper, scissors, that means you're getting Thibodeau. I'm telling you.
Wow.
This is a best out of three. Best out of three, and they played real quick.
I got the pick. I got
okay, that's okay, great. That's not, great, Pierre. I'm really happy you got the pick, but let's just wait until we see what happens. But man,
wow, I'm actually like,
you said this. I mean, this is their job is on the line, Jacksonville. Your job is on the line, buddy. This man stinks it up, man. They're all getting fired. Everybody in Jacksonville is getting fired.
It's one thing to talk about it, mock it. But to actually see it in person is actually absolutely crazy. To see Trayvon Walker go pick number one.
That's insane.
That is
if you had said this in December. If you don't said this in December, not. I would have called you. I would have told you to check your
How much money do you think you would have made if you called this in December?
A lot. A whole lot.
A lot of money.
A whole lot. I mean, you would probably turn $5 into $500.
Yeah.
That is insane. I mean, that just shows, like, this draft just – there was really no top guy, man. It just, yes. I mean, there's really – there wasn't no – I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't know. That shit is just crazy to me, man. I still can't believe it.
I'm so glad I don't have to worry about Trayvon
Walker being So now Detroit – I mean, this is the perfect situation for Detroit. They can't screw this up.
Yep.
It's either one or the other. Get your pass rush. Yep. The only way you screw this up, if you – pass on both of these guys, and I swear to God, I am going on a riot right now. If they pass up on both of these guys, it's going to be bad. If they go Sauce Gardner, bro, boy, let them go Sauce Gardner here. I promise, I'm breaking every TV in my
Malcolm,
house.
Do not speak this to existence.
I'm not speaking to existence, but I'm just saying, man, if something bad happens and they draft like somebody crazy here, I'm going to break every TV in my house, bro.
Man, I want to know who this is going to be. I know it's one of the two, but who is it going to be?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Is Hutchinson your guy now?
No. I honestly think it's going to be Hutchinson, but I personally prefer Thibodeau right now.
All right, hold up. All right, Goodell's gone. I'm muting.
All right, go ahead, man. All right, so, I mean, guys, I'm late. I'm probably going to get my pick like 30 seconds after you guys already celebrated and got your guy. Let's see. Oh, pick is in. All right, so he's about to announce who they pick. Aiden Hutchinson it is.
Aiden
Hutchinson. Let's go, man. I lost about $25, but it's all good. It's all good. Aiden Hutchinson it is, man.
Yo, my number one rated player. I love this.
This is
great. Seriously, Hutch, Thibodeau, like, this is exciting, isn't it?
This is great. Now we have an edge rusher. Now we finally have an edge rusher. Go Romeo Cora. We'll finally be able to put pressure on the quarterback this year, guys.
He's not happy. Look how he's smiling. Look how he's walking. He's stoked.
Man, he just knows his check is about to clear, bro. He just knows he's about to get paid.
I mean, I love it, bro.
I love it, too. Excited. I love it, too, man.
Look at Hutch hugging the commissioner. Look at him hugging the commish.
Let's go, man.
Let's go.
It's a good pick.
It's a great pick. It's the number one player in the draft, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is best case scenario, man.
He's here, man. Who would have thought last week Hutch could be a Lion?
Yeah, we all thought he was going to go one. And now we finally got Aiden Hutchinson.
This is a great story. This is a great story. Him coming back home.
coming back home. He's gonna... Staying home, you mean? Man, ain't going nowhere.
Staying home, yeah. Yeah, staying home, playing for the Lions. Hopefully he can make an impact here. This is exciting.
This is great. Exciting. This is great. This was good. This was good. Can't go wrong with this at all. They didn't go DB here, which is great. They didn't go offensive. they didn't go tackle, which is great. They didn't screw this up. Yo. They didn't play the smartest man in the room. They said, "Look, we have the two best players here. Who are we gonna pick?" They rolled with Aiden Hutchinson. I'm down with that.
Let's break up some people. I think we have Anonymous. Let's hear his thoughts on it.
Anonymous, what's up, man?
How's it going, Anonymous?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Anonymous, are you there? Are you there, bro? Is he?
I'm gonna put him down because. Anyone else want to come up talk about Hutch? He's a Lion, man.
Let's go.
This is big, man.
Aaron Rod, he's coming for you, Aaron Rodgers. He's coming for your ass.
So I can confirm my source is correct. If Walker was one, Hutchinson was going to be two.
Yeah.
Don't reveal your source, but Tyler had a very reliable source.
Can confirm it was correct.
That's what's up, man.
That's a great pick, man. I'm excited, dude. I'm really excited that we got to just to have the opportunity at one of these guys. It's great, man. It's absolutely great.
See, all this smoke about DBs and all this crap.
I mean, we all knew that shit. Come on. How did you take that in? Seriously at all?
No.
All the DB stuff was crap.
Malcolm, today a report came out. They were saying the Lions had Walker at number one and Thibodeau as number two. Well,
that obviously wasn't right.
That obviously wasn't right. I mean, apparently they were incorrect. I'm telling you, man, it's that motor, man. There's nothing you could do to teach that.
So we know the question. The question was answered between Kayvon Thibodeau and Aiden Hutchinson. The question that we had since January, we just got it answered right now.
Yep.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Let's go.
That's exciting, man. It's very exciting.
All right. So, nobody else is coming up. Do you guys want to wrap this up and then get ready for the next pick? Or
yeah, we could be on standby. Just if there's a trade or they stay at 32.
Wants to talk.
We're giving y'all 5 seconds to come up if y'all want to say something.
We could keep it going a little. This is interesting.
If people want to come up.
Hear me now.
Yeah.
Yes, we can, man.
I don't know what the hell was going on before. This is like pure darkness.
I don't know, man.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
Brother Darkness? Was it Brother Darkness? Or... What's going on, man? How you feeling about the pick?
Hey, yo. Finally.
Finally. The Rock.
Oh shit! I forgot that's your trademark. Right?
No, you're good, man. Yo, let's go, man.
Yo, man, 6 months of talking about this shit, or however long it's been, it feel like it's been a year. But damn, yo, this is the perfect match for Dan Campbell and this defense. You can't fuck this up. I don't know what the hell Jacksonville is smoking, but
that's what I'm saying, like. You passed up on the most for sure player, which is Aiden Hutchinson. For Trayvon Walker, who, man, it's boom or bust for him.
What the hell?
Did you guys see who the Texans just took?
No, I did not.
Are you surprised? Look where they come from.
Wait. Who did Texans
pick? Who do you think they took, Malcolm?
Speed is Malcolm. I
would say Kayvon Thibodeau, but if they go somewhere else, don't tell me to go Sauce Gardner. They go cornerback?
Close enough.
What?
Yo, over Kayvon? I mean, bro, they come from New England, though. You know, New England, like that Pat or the DBs before the D-line or whatever.
It's just ridiculous.
Oh,
man.
My.
It's ridiculous.
Goodness.
Do they have any pass rushers?
Call the ambulance.
The Jets got to Kayvon here, right?
The Jets, he's not getting past New York Giants. So if the Jets pass up on Kayvon, 100% he goes to New York. The Giants.
The Jets have to take him here, I feel like. I mean, Salah's probably looking at his chops right now, I feel like.
If they want to go tackle to get another tackle on the right side, bro.
That's possible. I mean, they have pick 5 and what? Or if I mean 4 and 10, I think the Jets. So
yeah, they got almost 2 picks back to back.
Yeah.
That's the Giants. The Giants got 5 and 7. The Jets got 4 and 10. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like Salah's got to go Tibbs here.
This Texans pick right here. That's an F.
Like, yeah. I don't like that's a solid picks, F. Like this early because he could become a stud corner. But like when you don't have a D line, they do have pick 13 though. So they take Jermaine Johnson or like someone like that. But if he falls there, or they could trade up for a guy, right? But I don't really like this pick.
I'll take my chances on Stingley being there at 13 than Thibodeau.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Stingley, like apparently the NFL was a lot higher on Stingley than the media. And when you look at Stingley, he went against Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase at practice.
Hasn't he been hurt?
Shut their ass down.
Hasn't he been hurt in college?
His last 2 years has been hurt. Yep.
Yeah, so what the? Hurt. You just brought in an injury prone corner, and you drafted him at 3.
But corners good don't job. Get hurt though.
Congratulations. Well, corners get hurt all the time.
Corners don't get hurt in the NFL. Are you hurt?
What are you talking about? They get hurt all the time.
I know. I'm being sarcastic.
They should put hamstring next to corners like their names. That's what they should put, like whatever your name is, hamstring, because that shit's you're gonna have a hamstring injury, one week or another. You're gonna have a hamstring injury.
Yeah, man.
Especially in Houston, playing all that goddamn man coverage.
Man, who gives a shit about Houston? I'm glad about our pick right now, dude. I'm excited about our pick. We got
Edge. You know what? Screw Houston. They screwed that up. That's them. We got Aiden Hutchinson, man.
We got our edge rusher, dude.
We got our edge rusher, man.
How long have we been wanting this for?
Now pick 32, forever. Man. I mean, I'm just praying. I'm praying they do this right, man. If they do this right, I'm gonna cry.
I mean, this is what we've been asking for. Get an edge rusher, get one early in the draft. We just got one right now. We got Hutchinson. We got a difference maker.
And you know, guys, they're building the trenches. Last year it was Sewell. This year it's Hutchinson. That's how you build a football team.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. And I don't know how the Texans just did, but that's the Texans. I don't care about them. Brad Holmes is smart.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, guys, bro, like, it's, man, his work ethic with him on defense and Amon-Ra St. Brown's work ethic on offense, you know, catching hundreds of passes after practice every day. This type of stuff, that's the type of mentality that turns around franchises.
It is, man. This is one hell of a start. I know a lot of people are like, oh, but there's no guy that's going to – there's no elite player on top. Man, screw that.
Yeah, he's got short arms and all that crap, you know.
People say, oh, there's no one player that's going to be a difference maker. This is one hell of a start, goddammit. This is one hell of a start. This is one hell of a start, goddammit. This is how you build your team, man. You get your edge guy. Call it a day.
See how fast they made the pick? They ran to the podium.
Yep.
I think they actually played Rock, Paper, Scissors a few times because I'm pretty sure Brad Holmes wanted Thibodeau, man.
I mean, maybe he did, but they ended up as a whole staff. They chose
Hutchinson. He lost. They played best out of 3 Rock, Paper, Scissors. He lost, God damn it. He was a loser. He lost.
I mean, they made the pick fast. It wasn't a thing they milked the clock. It wasn't something that – it was a last-second decision. They took Hutchinson pretty fast.
Did you – I wonder how – Thibodeau's taking this. Like, do you think? I know you. I'm gonna say I don't care, but I'm like saying, like, do you think like his agent was like, yo, there's a big chance you're not gonna go too, bro. Like, did they give him the heads up, or because he seemed pretty confident, like, yo, they have me on speed dial, you know, this is like my unk.
I mean, I think they just followed the process, dude. I don't think there's anything personal to Thibodeau. I don't think it's anything. I think they just ended up liking Hutchinson more. That's all. I think that's all it came to.
I could tell you right now, he's probably pissed.
Jets pick is in too. I got the text on it, but
Thibodeau should be pissed because for him to drop down to 4 or later is. He's a better player than that. I honestly feel like he's a better football player than Trayvon Walker, but the hype just went out of control with Walker.
Yeah, that's what would piss me if I was him more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, if I was him, I was just say, yo, there's no way. this guy's a better football player than me.
Yeah, I mean, it's your time to prove it wherever you go to. If it's the Jets right here, if it's the Giants, whoever you're going to.
I mean, they seem excited. They seem excited.
Who, Jets fans?
Yeah, I mean, the ownership, they're clapping. Yeah.
I mean, that's a great scenario to have Thibodeau at four. I mean, if I was picking at four, I would. This is me like last year with Penei Sewell, I feel like. Him falling all the way to seven.
Yeah, I mean, that's if they make this pick. Watch him go like Sauce Gardner or something idiotic here.
I don't see Robert Saleh doing that, man. This is either offensive line or Thibodeau here, in my opinion. You're either going Icky, Evan Neal, or you're taking Thibodeau here at four if you're the Jets, in my opinion.
Let's see what they get, man. I can't. I'm silly. I'm not sure if your pick is in.
No, Goodell's not even at the podium yet.
My pick is in.
Oh, no, Goodell's coming right now. Yeah, Goodell's stepping up to the podium right now. Let's see.
All right. So this guy, this stage is empty for me, bro.
I just saw it right now.
He's walking. Oh, there he is. He's walking to the stage, to the podium.
Yeah, they selected Sauce. Interesting.
They did for real?
They took Sauce, yeah. I didn't want to spoil
I told it. You. I told you. Wow. I told you to do something idiotic here. This is dumb.
Andrew, how's it going, man? Thanks for coming on. Love listening to you guys. Andrew, I see you have the Michigan thing in your background. I'm guessing you probably graduated from there,
I went to school with Aiden Hutchinson. I graduated high school with him. Yeah. He was a football player. I played soccer, but he's a cool guy.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Because you said you went to high school.
This is Divine Child.
All right, now for some reason, like he rubs off like the way like I could picture him in high school shitting on the Lions. Was he like that in high school, or did he?
I didn't know him like that. But look, bro, like be honest, like I grew up a Detroit Lions fan, obviously, because they kind of forced to, because you're from Detroit. It'd be like fucked up if you don't support your hometown team. But you always got to have a backup team when you're from Detroit, right? Come on.
I don't think he had a backup team. The New England Patriots was just his team.
Tom Brady was his guy.
Yeah, come on.
Tom Brady was his guy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like I don't know, I just get those vibes. Like I can see if like if I was in class with him, I'll be going back and forth. Lions.
Well, didn't his dad play with Tom Brady? I'm pretty sure played with Tom Brady in Michigan, so it makes sense why he cheers for Brady.
Can we talk about this pick right here? Like,
no, I'm going
this,
Sauce.
This Sauce Gardner pick. What the hell is this?
I'm mad for Kayvon because low key guys, if I'm Detroit, I kind of wanted Kayvon even if Hutch was there. But like, I'm not mad about Hutch, but I kind of wanted Kayvon.
I don't blame you, but what is going on with Thibodeau? Why is he not taken yet?
How I'm just wondering, why did they go Mark Gardner here?
I think Atlanta is probably gonna take Thibodeau.
The Giants taking Thibodeau. I'm not sure they're taking him with this pick or their next pick, but they're taking Thibodeau. There's no way.
Don't take him now. I don't think he'll make it to time.
He's going to go to seven.
I think Evan Neal's gonna probably be the pick here.
You know, with the corners going this early, the other corners that are projected maybe go late first or early second, those guys are probably gonna get a jump now.
How's there two corners in the top five?
You guys think
what we'll get is lucky? This league coming to? What is the league coming to?
You guys think we'll get lucky? Because I just was reading, they're saying the Lions are in love with Sam Howell, but I don't want Sam Howell at 32.
I like Howell. I've said this before. I've made it known on the show.
But like, let's not do
Sam Howell at 32, please.
If he's there in round three,
maybe round three. Rounds,
that's fine, but I'd rather take Pickens at 32 than Howell. I'd like Pickens low-key at like 34.
I really want another defensive player.
You want a safety? You're saying
I want a linebacker. I want a linebacker, man. Our linebacking core is not.
If Devin Lloyd's there at 32, I would run to the stage.
Devin Lloyd, N'Kobe Dean. That's what I really want. N'Kobe Dean. If N'Kobe Dean is there. There's a big chance he might. There's a really big chance.
That's how crazy happens. I think it all depends on who goes. I think it's going to be a little wide receiver streak in the teens. I think like all those like the teen teams like Green Bay, I think the Eagles, I think all those teams will go on like a little wide receiver streak. We might get lucky.
It all depends. It all depends on where Devin Lloyd gets drafted. I think he's gonna go in front of N'Kobe Dean. I think Devin Lloyd's gonna go.
The team that takes a linebacker, I think the next team that would really need a linebacker is gonna get like scared and just take a linebacker right away, just in case.
But it all depends. Devin Lloyd might go late.
I don't agree with the Sauce Gardner pick here at pick 4, but that dude is a snazzy young man. My goodness, he's so dapper. He looks so good right now, dude. Look at that chain.
You're talking about his drip right now, man?
Dude, I don't agree with the pick here, but dude, he looks good right now. He looks really good.
Who cares?
He's dressed well.
If I was a Jets fan, I'll be livid right now if I was a Jets fan.
No, I mean, Texas fan. Sauce. Like, people have mock Sauce to them a lot, so it's not really surprising.
I think he's
a good player. I don't think he's horrible, but like
he's not. Early. But this is way too early for corners. Man.
Only gave up 66 receiving yards and no touchdowns this year. That's pretty impressive.
That's awesome. I don't think there's no way he does that in the NFL. I can tell you that now. There's absolutely no way that happens in the NFL.
They got another pick here at 10, so we'll see what they do with that pick at 10.
But you guys know what I would actually hate? Like, even though I love him because he went to Michigan and everything, but if the Lions mess up, like mess around and go and take what's his name?
Ojabo
at like 34, I'll be pissed.
It's risky.
They're not taking Ojabo at 34 if they took Hutchinson at 32.
They shouldn't double up on that position in round one. Like, unless, if they go linebacker, like, safety.
We're switching to a 4-3 this year, right?
It's more of a 4-2-5.
Okay.
But if there's like a player that you didn't expect to be there, if it's an edge rusher, like say Jermaine Johnson somehow falls or something, probably not. But I'm just saying, you have to take him.
Yeah, best available at that point, right?
What the fuck was that?
Someone was blowing their nose.
Someone ripped ass or blew their nose.
What the hell was that? It's all good. Just say excuse me, goddammit.
It was my brother saying that he's not gonna fall to 32. He was just making a sound. Ooh.
Oh, that was your brother?
Let's see what the Giants do here.
All right. The pick is
This is awesome. The Make-A-Wish kid is making the pick. That's actually dope.
Yeah, you saw the video of him? That was kind of cute.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not going to lie.
I like that.
All right. And for the record, Andrew, I know you're here kind of late. I have YouTube TV, so we're not going to spill these picks.
No, I don't even have a TV. I'm at school right now, so I'm watching it on my iPad. So, like, I'm behind.
Are you watching your iPad? Okay, yeah. Cool.
Like, good. They'll just start talking for me.
That kid is hype. That man said, "Let's go, man." He is hyped. All right, so my pick is not in, but they have to go Kayvon Thibodeau here. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense, Kayvon Thibodeau. I'll lose my mind if they go to another corner here. If another corner goes on top, if they draft another corner goes right here, I'll lose my goddamn mind.
Great pick.
All right, don't say it. Told you. There's no way he gets past New York.
Hey, this is a great scenario for the Giants to think right now too. I mean, you're here at 5 taking Kayvon Thibodeau. I think it's absolute steal. And at 7, you could still get one of those offensive linemen. You can get one of Neil or Icky right here. That's this a great scenario for a Giants fan, man.
Do you think
That's a W.
The Giants. Do you think the Giants will actually prefer a quarterback at 7?
No, that'd be stupid.
I think they go offensive line.
I think Shane is building up his trenches like Brad Holmes was doing in his first year.
I think it's Neil.
So
or,
they roll with. Or, so you think they roll with Danny Dimes?
Or what does Carolina do here?
I think their owner this still is, wants to give.
This is interesting, man. I think they can go offensive line here, Carolina, or they can go.
Don't think they take
quarterback. Maybe Pickett. I think that's possible.
Pickett's the pick for them. They have to because no one wants to play quarterback.
I don't. I don't see Pickett for them. I don't think he's like he moves the needle like that. Like maybe
I think he's an upgrade. I think he's an upgrade over Donald.
He could be an upgrade, but he's not a franchise game changer.
Like I think Matt Rhule just needs an upgrade right now. He needs something, dude.
Rhule's getting fired if he doesn't win over.
No, Kenny. Apparently their owner came out the other day and he said Rome wasn't built in a day, so they're giving him time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Rome wasn't built in a day. What the hell are you talking about, man? They didn't mortgage the whole franchise to get Sam Darnold.
Not their whole. Not now. They gave a second round pick out for Darnold. Look at Tibbs though. Tibbs looks good too. He's hype.
Yeah,
it's good for his brand. Going to New York.
Yeah. New York is huge for him. He's probably excited.
Yeah,
look at it. That make a wish go, man. Turned up.
Hey, look at it, man.
Yeah,
Goodell's like, dude, get away now. Your time is over.
That boy.
Tibbs is entertaining, though. I respect it. I respect it. Look at all that.
Okay. I see it.
I'm so happy for that kid, bro.
Like, oh, yeah. That Make-A-Wish kid. That Make-A-Wish kid is right. Oh, yeah. That kid is. Oh, he's. Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't blame him, man. Thibodeau is one hell of a pick, man. I give this an A. The Giants did not screw this up.
I think that's a steal. Honestly, and those Icky and Neil, whoever gets them here, that's a steal too, because I didn't expect those to fall this far.
The Giants got a perfect scenario. You got one of the best edge rushers in the class, and you're getting an opportunity to get at least one of Neil or Icky, depending on what Carolina does. I mean,
hey, that's depending cool. If Carolina doesn't take Pickett, you guys see Seattle taking
him? No.
What about Willis to Seattle?
That could happen.
Willis to Seattle is a possibility.
They're showing Malik on the screen. They're showing Malik right now. Oh, there's Pickett. It doesn't look like Pickett's drafted. It doesn't look like he got any phone call.
Like, what's crazy too is, guys, all defensive guys, no offensive players have been drafted yet.
Yeah. It doesn't look like Pickett got selected. It didn't look like he was on the phone with anybody right now.
I think the first one will come off the board now. I think it's Neil or Icky here.
I agree. I think, or maybe Charles Cross, maybe.
Yeah, but Cross is the better pass pro guy. He's the best pass pro guy, but the other guys, they're like,
yeah,
they have a higher upside.
We'll see. But I do think they'll go offensive line here.
You think they're trying to trade the pick? Is that why it's taking long?
Ooh, that's possible. Yeah, the pick isn't in yet, so. But realistically, like, who are you moving up for right now? Like, what if you're a team behind, who are you moving up for right now to make a pick right now? Who are you trying to jump?
I'm probably trying to jump. I don't know. Like, if you want a receiver, maybe you jump Atlanta. Or if you want to climb in, you jump New York.
That doesn't make sense to me. You know, I feel like Carolina's kind of stuck in a pickle. They kind of have to make this pick.
Yeah. Rico, how's it going?
All right. We're going to end it after Rico, and then we'll be live after.
We're going to be on standby just in case something happens. If they trade back up, I'll be pissed, but we'll see what happens. But if nothing happens, no trades, we'll be back probably pick what? You want to jump back on what? Pick 28, 25?
28.
Wait, 20. Let's stay on and we could just stop maybe recording now, like around this time. And then when we're back on, we can start recording again. Could you do that?
I mean, I don't think you have to end the room and make a brand new one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I guess Rico's not here. All right, you want to just see Carolina's pick and then end it here, and then
let's end it after Carolina's pick. Let's see what they do. Let's see what Carolina does.
What when are you guys gonna get back on? I want to watch with you guys.
We could do pick 27, maybe pick 28, somewhere around that range. If there's no trade,
yeah.
Okay, but I'll be on watching.
Yeah, as long as there's no trade, that's probably around that pick. I mean, interesting, man. I don't know who Carolina goes to. I think the offensive line makes sense here, but I don't know.
Rico, let's try this again. He requested again. Rico, how's it going, man?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing? Big fans of y'all. I just want to know what y'all think of the Aiden pick, bro. I thought it was KT, but I like Aiden too.
We're excited, man.
We love it. We love it, man. We're excited.
Best player in the draft. Let's get it. Y'all think we're moving up?
Let's go,
y'all,
man.
Y'all think I saw some rumblings with Daniel Jeremiah and then the Athletic that we're in that conversation to potentially be in the Malik hunt. What y'all think?
It's Possible.
I hope not.
I'm down with that. You could leave day one of the draft with potentially a franchise game changing players on both sides of the ball. That's
talk to me, Pierre.
I hope not, but let's see.
Two most important positions figured out in one day.
Well, Malik, I would say figured out, but the upside.
I'm saying they're putting trust there that those are the two positions they haven't figured out at that point.
That would be huge because I had Malik Willis in my top 10 for the Lions. I don't know if you guys did, but I did.
I put him at 3.
Yeah, so I think I put him at after Jermaine Johnson. I believe was it like 5 or 6? I forgot.
I had the two edge rushers, Thibodeau and Hutchinson, and then it was him right there at 3.
I agree. And we have the infrastructure to develop and get everything out of them. These QBs are only as good as their situation. I think sitting a year and then having that O-line, D-Swift, and the weapons we're going to have, come on, man. That is Malik.
Yeah, bro, so you're talking now.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like
I
think Brad, they're building something. That's a special organization. I don't know if you guys saw the Inside the Den episode. Man.
Yeah, AG, bro. AG made you want to run through a wall.
Bro, special gentleman. I liked how Ben Johnson was talking to – I think that was Matt Corral that was fuzzied out. I like how he was talking to the quarterback too.
He's like, let's talk ball.
Chill-ass dude.
Yo, is that same – I thought Sapik is in Malik Willis. They're showing me. I was like, what?
No.
I almost threw up.
I was like, what's going on here?
I saw that too.
It doesn't look like Pickett or Malik is the pick right here because – No. Kenny looks stressing right now.
Yeah, he's stuck on his phone. Yeah, hey, his girlfriend is fine as hell.
I think Kenny Saints makes a lot of sense.
He said hoop here?
Saints. You know how they run that system?
Oh, Saints.
I agree. Yeah. I think Kenny got the goods though. I think a lot of these quarterbacks are good. If there wasn't a clear cut Trevor Lawrence with them, we would be talking about these quarterbacks better.
All right, we're gonna do this Panthers pick, then we're gonna log off, and then we'll be on standby.
Can we do till 10 maybe if you guys want? Because I'm just interested to see what happens here.
Okay,
it's gonna be hard for me to record this to do everything. Man.
All right, we'll end it. We'll end it.
Okay.
Great pick for them.
That's a great pick. I agree.
All right,
great pick.
Don't say it.
I won't.
Who do you think it is, Malcolm?
I think they picked a tackle.
Which one, if you had to predict?
Evan Neal? Oh, no, never mind. They went the other guy.
Icky.
That's still a good pick. They actually needed that.
He's not Panay and he's not Slater, but he's like a tier under. He's nice. He's a bull.
Some people like Icky and Evan Neal more than they liked Sua last year. So, I mean, these offensive linemen.
They're lying. Good. They're hyping. Panay special.
No, I love Panay, man.
Slater special, too. Like, yeah, like you can't really do that because they actually came in, performed at a high level as rookies, you know? So,
I'm saying as prospects.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, as prospects.
I can see that just because the athleticism. Like, he gets from the second to the third level so crazy. I ain't seen a tackle do that. You see Sewell do that some, but, like, Icky crazy.
Icky is kind of like – he's like a Sewell. His play is nasty. He's not – he's athletic. He's nasty. He's fun to watch. All right, Malcolm, should we end this?
Yeah, let's end this, and then we'll come right back, man.
All right, see you, boys.
All right, thank you guys for coming. We'll be back in a little bit. So, thank you guys all for joining. Seeing the reaction to Aiden Hutchinson being the number 2 pick, we'll obviously have more analysis as – time goes on. Draft is still going on, so we're just going to enjoy the draft, and we'll be right back on for the next picks. If you guys are re-listening to this, just click on the next episode. So we'll be back, guys. Peace.
You're
guys are the best in the business.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm, and I'm out. Peace.
All right, guys. I'm out. Peace.